This month, Admission All Classes invites you to celebrate the history of variety in the most iconic setting.
Well, hello. Welcome to Blackpool Tower and Circus. This is the wonderful Tower Ballroom, and I'm Jeff Sage. I'm the General Manager here at the Tower. I've been here 4 years, and I'm looking forward to the next 40, I must tell you. This place gets in your blood, and there's nothing better than to walk through this ballroom, even when it's closed, with nobody in, and you just have that warm, comfortable feeling.
The ballroom is another Frank Matcham masterpiece. Opened in 1899, it's said to contain more than 30,000 blocks of mahogany, oak and walnut. It's best known today for one particular musical instrument.
I think everyone knows the classic image of the Tower Ballroom, Blackpool.
Elaine Smith is chair of the Blackpool Civic Trust.
Everywhere goes quiet, and all of a sudden you can hear the Wurlitzer start playing, and up it rises out of the floor of the stage. They usually start playing, "Oh, I Do Like to Be Beside the Seaside," and everyone stops dancing and watches it come up, and that's the image of Blackpool.
Family entertainment has always been at the heart of what the Tower has had to offer. The then Mayor of Blackpool, John Bickerstaff, had gone to France to see what Eiffel had built for the Great Paris Exhibition in 1889. But although he and his party were taken by what was then a marvel of engineering, they thought something was missing. Robin Duke is the entertainments editor of Blackpool's Gazette newspaper.
Blackpool's motto is progress. The burghers of the town saw that there was an Eiffel Tower, saw that it was attracting people, and thought, we've got to have one of those. But not only have we got to have something that sticks out and people can see from miles around, but we've got to give them something to do in it when they come. So unlike the Eiffel Tower, which is a magnificent building but hasn't got a whole lot else going for it, and I'm sorry if anybody French is listening to this, Blackpool Tower was seen as that all-weather thing. We'd have something for everyone. We'd have an aquarium, a circus, a menagerie, well, a zoo at the time, a ballroom. It was the best of its kind when it was built. It's still the best of its kind now.
We're sitting on the first balcony of the Tower Ballroom. It brings back a lot of memories.
50 years ago, Elaine Smith and her friends, together with thousands of visitors to the town, flocked to the Tower Ballroom.
In my day, we didn't have discos. So we used to go to the palace dancing on Monday nights and Thursday nights. We used to come here dancing on Wednesday nights and Friday nights. And we used to go to the Winter Gardens on Saturday nights. You always knew where everyone was. You could always find your friends.
Octogenarian Cyril Critchlow remembers the place a decade earlier when the military all but took over Blackpool.
During the war, this place was absolutely packed. The RAF were here, the American forces, and they all used to more or less meet in the Tower. It used to be absolutely packed.
It's not difficult to imagine those heady nights. But even when Matcham's ballroom is empty, it has a real power over people. Jeff Sage.
We get familiarisation visits from tourist people from all over the world. One of the most recent was some people from Saudi Arabia. Now, we all know that Saudi Arabia has some beautiful architecture. But there was one man in particular stopped at the door, and I honestly thought he was ill. He was in tears, and he said, "I must bring my wife to see this room before she dies." Not that she was ill, but, you know, this is something you've got to do before you die.
I know this sounds silly, but I once saw the Sistine Chapel in Rome. I was looking up it and I said, "Well, we've got things like that in the ballroom," and everybody sort of glared at me. But the gold leaf up there and the paintings up there are absolutely wonderful, aren't they? And of course the roof opens, doesn't it? It opens when it gets very warm.
That roof might just be opened this February when, over two weekends, old and new variety artists celebrate Blackpool's entertainment heritage in this wonderful ballroom. On Saturday the 9th, as part of the Shozam Festival of Magic, Circus and New Variety, the Whoopee Club hosts a Venetian Carnival Ball. And Blackpool will be welcoming this lady for the very first time.
Hi, I'm Immodesty Blaise and I'm a burlesque showgirl. If you take a look at the definition of burlesque in the dictionary, it does lean very heavily towards the concept of parody and irony. So certainly there is a very arch element to burlesque, but it's not necessary for the stripteasers to be ironic or comedic in their performances.
You might think that burlesque is a late 19th century American import, but no, according to Immodesty, it all began in Victorian England.
Burlesque has its roots in 1860s London, and it's widely acknowledged that it was Lydia Thompson and her troupe of high-kicking ladies who actually brought it to national attention and sensationalised it. In fact, it was Lydia who really took it over to New York, and the type of burlesque that Lydia Thompson used to perform would be very much in the form of satirical plays. So, for example, they would do a play in which they would insert information that they'd read in the news that day, political quips and jokes. They would do things like sending up the can-can, which was the dance du jour that was being performed in France. They would reveal their ankles and their knees, and they would wear tights, and this was incredibly risque at the time. This really evolved over the decades, and burlesque that you would have seen in the 1880s would have evolved almost unrecognisably from the burlesque you would have seen 20 years earlier. And I would say this continued very much during history, so that by the 30s and 40s you had the strippers and the peelers, you had bump and grind coming in, sort of from the 40s onwards, really, from the days of the Chicago Trade Fair, when the Arabic dancers would display their hip-thrusting movements. This was really how the hooch-cooch dance was born and sort of became the bastardised form of belly dancing that we class as bump and grind today, and that you would see in sort of swinging 60s Vegas burlesque. So really, it has evolved incredibly over the last 150 years.
And it continues to do so, as those of you who visit the Tower Ballroom on Saturday the 9th of February will find out.
Well, you can expect me to be splashing around in my special bubble bath. This is a very special routine because I don't actually take my clothes off. I actually start naked and I put my clothes on. It was inspired, actually, by the late, great Lily Sincere, who is a great idol of mine. She was an incredible burlesque legend. She really made the reverse striptease famous. Well, I won't be performing Lily's act, I'll be performing my act in my own special way. And you can expect it to be, well, you'll have to come and see.
2 weeks later, on Saturday the 23rd of February, those artists collectively known as Ducky make their first appearance in Blackpool. Fresh from rave reviews on both sides of the Atlantic, producer Simon Casson explains what Ducky's all about.
I'd call it Revue de Ville. I'd call it a kind of modern, with an E on the end, Revue de Ville. So making links between the performances that might have happened at the Tower Ballroom many years ago at the start of the 20th century and reinventing them for now, for a now audience in Blackpool at the start of the 21st century. For the event, we've got performers of every ages. So we've got a performer in their 20s, a performer in their 30s, a performer in their 40s, a performer in their 50s, a performer in their 60s, a performer in their 70s, and a performer in their 80s.
I made my name picking pockets.
The wonderful magician Mark Raffles, who, though he spent the best part of 60 years in live entertainment, will be celebrating a first.
It's strange that after all these years that the Tower Ballroom is the only theatre that I haven't ever worked in. So to work this beautiful ballroom is quite amazing.
And Mark's excitement is shared by the rising stars of New Variety, who'll be joining him for Ducky's 12th birthday party at the Blackpool Tower Ballroom. Simon Casson.
There's something precious about England. There's something precious about that building. Something very English, very beautiful and very cared for. And I think sometimes we're in danger of losing some of those really beautiful things about English heritage, the architecture of the building and the way people treat each other and the way men treat women. And all of that comes alive in a very kind of beautiful and precious way when you're in those four walls of that beautiful Frank Matcham designed building. We just want to add to that canon, that legacy, explore it and salute it. I want to pay homage to that building, to the kind of performances and events that have been on there in the past, and just do another great one.